This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Tomorrow, which is almost a weekend for people, lots of people are taking Friday off.
Good on you, Anzacs.
Yes.
You know, have you got your Anzac badge or poppy?
I don't.
No, I haven't yet.
I believe poppies are for November.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, because...
You have Anzac badge for Anzac Day.
Oh, right. Because I heard as I was cycling by the shrine...
Yes.
...that they were talking about poppies.
Oh, right. Well, maybe it is. Yeah. I don't know. I always thought our poppies were for Remembrance Day.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Anyway, I will get one tomorrow when I'm at the football.
Right, you're going, because
yes.
It's the Bombers.
Essendon versus Collingwood.
See, the Bombers fly up.
Or shoot up.
Shoot up, yeah. Right,
yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
Well, it's always fantastic day.
Yes, 90,000, is that right?
Look, at least, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, probably upwards of 90,000,
in
all
word.
Honesty.
I've never been.
No?
No, I mean, no, one day.
Yes, one day indeed.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be good fun, and it's very different because it's really probably the match of the season in terms of, people might say, well, the grand final is much bigger. Mm-hmm. Well, the grand final is pretty much 60% full of corporate people and
right.
sponsors. This is full of
this is the
diehard
real,
fans.
Yeah, the real people.
Yep, exactly right.
Wow. You don't get much more real than David Hunt, who's going to be there.
Well, yes.
He's a Bomber. Pies, isn't
yes,
it?
He yes, is the a Pies one. Supporter. Yeah, that's yep. right. So who knows? Who'll win?
Right.
I don't know. We haven't won Anzac Day for a long time.
Aren't
well,
you
5 years or so?
At the top of the ladder?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Unbeaten
See,
so
drugs
far.
Do work.
Apparently so.
You know?
Yeah.
By the by, because I wouldn't, you know, we can always go back to that.
Yes.
You know, perhaps if you're going to the game and you want to send it a message.
Yes.
They can do that, can't they?
Exactly. Easy. 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Are you going or how are you spending your Anzac Day? A lot of people.
Yes.
There has been a campaign this year to try and get people to go to the dawn service.
Now, I was reading lots about it and over the years it's become more of a family and a bit of a, you know, it is a, you've got to remember, but it is a day out as well, isn't
yep.
it? You know, to of remembrance.
Definitely. I've never been to the dawn service, have you?
No.
No.
It's a little early, isn't it?
Yes, dawn, I believe.
I just, you'd have to get there really early to get a good seat and, you
dawn.
Know.
I don't even think there are seats.
Is there?
Maybe for dignitaries, but
do
I don't
stand,
think for the general
then?
Public. I think you stand, yeah.
Oh.
You don't?
Will it be, is there catering?
I don't know. I've never
Imagine
been.
Imagine getting there that early and not having a coffee or anything.
Well, people can let us know. I'm sure there are people listening who have been. Mm. Is there catering? Is there coffee available?
Yeah.
I mean, there would be a convenience store close by, I'd imagine.
And you tell me that most of the people going to that would take their own flask, wouldn't they?
Well, you'd be able to scuttle something off someone,
yeah.
surely.
Well, no, I'd bring my own.
Take a cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello there. Lest you forget to give me some of your coffee.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This is Rhonda Birchmore. Well, when I think of all the leading men I've had in my life, none of them quite measure up to Glenn and Michael of the Royal Daltons. The Royal Daltons, they measure up, trust me, in every department.
Oh, you are with the Royal Daltons indeed. We should get her on, shouldn't we, Michael?
We definitely should. It's one of these sauciest IDs we've got, that one, isn't it?
It is indeed, and we're so happy to say a big welcome back. Hello, Rhonda Birchmore.
Oh, look, I'm thinking, God, she sounds familiar. Measure up, my word, you gorgeous boyfriend. It's been so long.
I know.
Now, we're very excited because you've got this fantastic gig happening this Saturday night. It's basically a return gig because you've done this before at the Clock Tower Centre, and it's all about Julie London.
Yeah, I think you guys were the first, and I actually even came up with the little concept. We had a bit of a chat, and of course we went into the comedy theatre very successfully last August, and then we've been touring around, and we're in the Clock Tower down in, is it Moonee Ponds?
Yeah.
Moonee Ponds, because, you know, it's far enough out of town for, you know, for those people that can't get into town, you know, to kind of see a bit of a glam show down there.
Oh, it's a great venue. And why is it that you were, a while ago now then, so attracted to Julie London?
Well, I just love, I remember growing up seeing listening to Ella and Judy Garland, and Julie London was one of my favourites also. And I also loved the thought that she was such a glamour with the, there's a line in the show that I say that, the men used to buy the records just for the album covers because she was such a glamour of the 40s and 50s and all that wonderful material, everything from Blue Moon to Bye Bye Blackbird and virtually did 30 albums with Liberty. And, there's a plethora of songs and I just love that really cool West Coast jazz sound and we kind of create that in paying homage to Julie. And I don't think, the other thing, I don't think her story's ever been told. So I thought it's a bit of a good fit for a bit of a glam with red hair who loves jazz to sing.
Oh, this is so true. Now, you mentioned that she's got a hugely extensive back catalogue. How do you go about then selecting the songs that form part of the show?
Well, the song is biographic. I certainly don't try to be her, but I tell her story honestly. And we've cleverly, through Gary Young and Frank Housen, has written a story that has linked in songs that are really, appropriate to where she was in her life. Look down the lonesome road where she starts and then she goes back on her life and a couple of broken marriages and alcoholism and, all the ups and downs of one's life put against the background of what was happening in the world at that time because we used audio visual too. So it's because her story's not that remarkable in terms of if you compare her with those other dames like Dusty Springfield or
Judy, yeah.
So we've used that kind of little tool just to make it a bit more interesting visually, against what was happening and. It works a treat, so, yeah.
Did she have long, gorgeous legs?
She looked like she was a bit of a tall glamour, but I've done my research. Mm. She was only a tit. She just made everyone think she was taller. She was only about 5'1".
Oh, so really? Wow.
I guess the only difference is about 9 inches.
Well, that can make all the difference, as we know.
All the difference in the world, boys. Absolutely. Nine inches.
Yeah. Now, it's happening, as we say, at the Clock Tower Centre this Saturday, and it is for one night only. So people need to get onto it as quick as possible because I think this is going to sell out.
Well, the other thing too is a beautiful thing that we've got. I was going to say live musicians, but I don't take that. And I know Michael, you use your gorgeous band, but so many people these days do it all to click track or just put a synth button down. But we've actually got real guys doing. Playing the jazz bass and the piano, the grand piano, and like it's like being, I guess, stepping into one of those jazz clubs of the 50s where you could hear an Ella or a Peggy Lee. But but you can do it down at the Clock Tower in Moonee Ponds.
Yeah, exactly. It does make all the difference having live musicians like that. And behind you, that's exactly what you would need. And I'm coming on Saturday. And if people want to get tickets, you've got to get them in. Get them now, I would suggest. ClockTowerCentre.com.au.
Brilliant. Now, before we let you go, Rhonda, we need to ask you because you're, of course, coming back to Melbourne, or you are in Melbourne, but you're going to be part of the fantastic Little Orphan Trashley playing one Miss Trannigan later in the year.
Yes, it is outrageous. And I have the most fun with Trevor Ashley, who was, as you all know, is just wickedly extraordinary. And it was we played a sellout season at the Opera House for Christmas, and of course Gary Sweet plays Daddy Warhorse because he was going to be sued by Anthony Warlow, I think, if he was going to do Warbucks or something. Mm. So, but it's the most empowering in a funny way, going around with a bottle of Bombay and a straw attached to my wrist, and then in the second half. I play Ellen Jones, who is like a lesbian shock jock.
Brilliant.
Well, we certainly can't wait to that. That's coming to the Comedy Theatre in July, I believe.
Yeah, we'll have to come. We'll come in. Trevor and I, Trevor will probably be... Yeah, I love your studios in there, but we'll come in and maybe give you a bit of a demo.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Songs or something.
Can't wait for that.
Bring the Bombay.
Bring the Bombay. I know. It's attached to a vein that
Oh, thank you very much, Rhonda Birchmore. We look forward to having you back in the studio very soon.
Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, definitely, darling.
Okay,
thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, if people want more info about that, go to clockstowercentre.com.au.
More about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, I had a message from William Lynn saying I'm a little bitch.
Right.
Yep.
He's just worked that out.
I think he just has.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, hello.
Because there's a lot, of course, that happens in our world that we don't announce on the radio.
Because it's boring.
Well, no, what about the good stuff?
Yes, I know.
You know, there's stuff that people go, don't you dare say that on the radio.
We could, I would never talk about, like, my friend Hobbit Rotchen, inviting a man over from Grindr when a different one actually shows up saying, oh, well, come in anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never talk about that.
Never.
My God.
We've always threatened doing a late night show, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, exactly.
Where we could reveal even more.
Well, we might make it happen at some point.
I think we should.
Yeah, the Royal Daltons uncut.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Are you?
Yes.
Great.
Mm. Well, anyway.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Now, I don't think that's the sort of song I'd sing at karaoke.
No.
No.
I wouldn't mind knowing what one you would do.
Well, you've been there when I've done most of
them,
haven't you?
Yes, I was trying to play along.
Yeah. But a friend of mine, seeing a friend of mine, I was, what are you doing over the weekend? He says, Friday, I'm going to karaoke.
Mm.
And I said, oh, right. He goes, yeah, some people from work, a whole heap of people from work had got retrenched. And so we're going to karaoke.
Oh, no. I love it.
And I said, oh, what are you going to sing? Like, money?
Yeah. Hit the road, Jack.
Working 9 to 5.
Oh, no.
I mean, I just thought it was fantastic that, okay, goodbye. You've been made redundant by the company, but let's go to karaoke.
Well, I mean, they might have been all right with it because sometimes you get a good payout, don't you?
Yeah, this is true.
And generally, karaoke is followed with loads of booze.
Well, this is true.
You know, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. I'd love to get up there, working for the man in the city. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Well, I wonder, you're not going to go, are you?
No, I'm not going to go. But if I did, I probably wouldn't sing a song to rub,
No.
Money makes the world go round.
No, you couldn't.
I mean, it'd be tempting, wouldn't
it? I want to know what they do.
What they do, where they were.
How it went.
Oh, yeah, how it went, yeah. I know.
Get an update.
All right, I'll get an update, see who sang what, and whether anyone, sang
burst
up your...
Burst into tears.
Maybe.
Or,
And up yours to the boss, perhaps.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You're So Vain would probably go pretty well.
God, awful.
Terrible.
I mean, but still, why not? There's no point, being miserable about it, is there?
Many people that I know do a good job at that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it's happened, you may as well go out all together. You're all in the same boat.
Mm.
Get out there, get a little bit
drunk. Some of them are not retrenched.
No, they're not going, are they?
Yeah, half-half.
Oh, there's going to be a fight.
That's what I mean. My friend who's going, he's not been made redundant.
God, it's going to be like one of those Michael Jackson videos.
Well, really?
Yes, when the beat hit, with the knives and the guns.
Well,
and
I wonder.
There was no guns, was there? Just
probably not.
Knives.
No.
It could get ugly.
It could.
Where are they having it? I'm going.
I don't know.
We'll find out. Yeah, yeah.
We'll all go.
GH, just karaoke. It's not there, is it?
No, I don't think it's there.
No.
It's on Friday. There's ones on Thursday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But who knows?
Do you know them all around?
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you buy your own CDs and take them?
Yeah.
Why not?
I normally take backup dancers and a band.
Why not?
Three piece.
Yeah.
I'm doing one at the Eureka Hotel in a couple of weeks on a Friday night.
Can't wait.
I mean, that is the best karaoke in town, that place.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, are you familiar with Tough Mudder?
Yes.
Okay, so it's sort of like this kind of, I think it's about 20-kilometre run, and in it there are a whole range of obstacles.
Can't wait to do it.
Good, yep. Because I'm part of a team and you should join us.
Yes.
Great. Do you want to?
Tell me more.
All right. Well, I don't know a whole lot more other than it's on the same day as the federal election.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You're handing it. Yeah, you're handing
flyers.
My friend Rory did say, oh, that's a shame you won't be able to hand out flyers for Kevin. Not Rudd. No. Different one. Anyway, so it's at Phillip Island. And you basically run these things and do all these little obstacles. I don't know what the obstacles are. Like, I guess it's kind of like climbing walls or...
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently one is like you go through this thing that's got electrical currents
like
in it.
Like they have on The Biggest Loser.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully I'm not anywhere near that size.
No, not the people, the course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might be a bit easier is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, if they can do it, I might be able to do it.
Well, it's how you do it. But it's still, they must have pictures.
Yeah, I guess so. I need to do a bit of research.
I wouldn't want to do that long a run.
No.
Can you walk?
Yeah.
Can you skip?
I guess so.
Oh, I love skipping.
Because I heard that, in fact, it actually doesn't feel like that long a run anyway, because when you get to the obstacle, you have to wait for the people in front of you anyway. So you sort of like run for, 2 kilometres, wait, run.
Oh.
Wait. So it's actually not that bad.
What can you do while you're waiting? Can you stop and have something to drink or...
I guess probably not.
Is there like, catering?
I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to ask you if you had any ideas about what we could call our team.
What you could wear. Oh.
Oh, well, we'll probably get like little T-shirts made up with our team name on it. Because, that's what you do when you're like, it's like camaraderie.
Yes.
But, there's basically 5 gay guys.
Okay.
What do you think we could call our team?
I might need to ponder that one.
So some
about
ideas.
The listener will know.
Oh, well, I think that's good. Some ideas that have come up include Bottoms Up.
Right, yes. Good to keep it subtle.
Yes. Dag Queens. Gone Camping.
Yes.
Straight Acting. Or In Your Face.
Well,
I
like those.
Yes.
Maybe our listeners have got an idea.
Yep. 0427JOY949 or email honor at joy.org.au. What can a group of homosexual men call their Tough Mudder team?
We all have our mudders.
Tough udders.
All right, we'll keep thinking.
All right.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
A few people are writing in with suggestions for the name of a Tough Mudder team.
Yes.
Kenny says, how about Tough Fudge? That's funny. I like that one. Tan says, take that.
Yes.
And Simo from the Paris end of St Kilda East says, how about Team Homo Erectus?
Yeah.
Well, not bad.
No, don't mind them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if anyone has any more, SMS 0427JOY949 or email honor@joy.org.au. Anything springing to mind, Michael?
Do you know, I don't know if it is.
No,
I might need to have a really good ponder on
all
this
right.
one. Because you're going to have that, memory for the rest of your life.
And the T-shirt I'll be,
God, yes.
probably not wearing
well,
again.
Well, no, it'll be ruined once you've covered in mud and
exactly.
no matter of soaking we'll get that out.
But if it's really good I might even get a tattoo of the team name, like premiership players do when they
yes.
win the grand final.
Yes.
I might get that done.
What about just on your forehead?
Yeah, Homo erectus on my forehead.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Well, it's kind of already unwritten, isn't it? It's already there.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.